we welcome everybody. That if you happen to stay on DBS long enough, know that we're actually here. This is Winfrey. This is our Monday night wildcard night. And for the past few weeks, we have some replays. We've been playing replays. But I thought we would have a group discussion tonight. And hang on. I'm trying to get on the console here so I know who's here. Hang on. Okay. I am on the console. And I want to discuss whole planet healing. Okay? You know, we've been doing whole planet healing. How long have we been doing it, Heise?
I don't know the answer. My guess is about 3 years.
I think so. You know, I started doing it just about the time that Jerry went in the hospital. And then that was about 3 years ago, I think, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of been the glue that's been holding us together. But it also is something else. It's proved itself to be a great way to keep yourself uplifted. And it even works for Terry and I. It keeps us in a higher state of the matrix. And then it creates community because everybody gets to know each other. And in that environment, it's not really time for me to lecture. It's kind of like coming home to your family and say, well, let's sit down for an hour and I'm going to lecture you on something. And we have so many, many thousands of great things that we have done over the years. And we have a library of them. And thousands of things from the library. And you know what? More people are coming in to the calls. I mean, coming into the spirit channel. If you ever check the thing on the bottom of the page where it shows, I'm trying to look now. There it is. You know, a total, this is over a long period of time, 164,895. And it's been increasing every day. It seems like there's 100 or so hits to that channel. And those are people that are probably listening, and probably some of them are you guys. And if anyone's listening on BBS, I just wanted to suggest you go to the Spirit Channel. And it's a little overwhelming because there's so much on it. But in most cases, you can pick any one, particularly on our Sunday calls and our Wednesday calls, where we have channelings. And some of the calls are absolutely outstanding. And some of them are medium. And occasionally there's a dud. You know, I don't prepare for these calls. I jump in and go with the flow. And then our sources do the same thing. the thing that is, if anybody's listening who's never been here before, the thing that is exceptional about our calls, and particularly Whole Part of Healing, is that they have said this. They even introduced, when we do a channeling, they say, we don't come to you on the telephone line. We don't come to you on the radio. We are connecting directly with you, with your energy. And it's a subtle feeling. And if you keep hanging out, you'll get the frequency and identify it. And, you know, I realized that that was true. I mean, I had already had the experience of doing live things where I could see their energy move around the room.
Right.
And suddenly...
Okay.
Lauren, is that you? That was Lauren. I haven't muted everybody yet. In fact, I may not. So I wanted to talk about Whole Planet Healing because, as most of you know, if not all of you on the phone line anyway, we've changed the format. And, you know, I tell people, everything I do is an experiment. Now, if I just wanted to lecture, I could know what I'm going to talk about, and I know what to do. But in terms of working with a group energy and working the flow, it's an experiment. And if you've been coming to Whole Planet Healing for a long time, you've seen it change. It changed many times. And I said, well, let's take this out. Let's make this shorter. Let's do this. Let's do that. And, you know, the biggest change we've done is when I started having other people doing some of the things that I would do. And like reading one of the channelings, or calling in as a light, or saying hello, or doing the earthquakes. And I think when I started doing that, the energy started to go up tremendously. Any of you want to comment on your own experience?
Open the lines, unmute. Let me unmute the phone lines, man.
Okay.
Unmuted.
Okay, you're unmuted. Of course, nobody's going to talk.
What's your question again, man?
I said, have you guys noticed the shift in energy since Bonnie, Jackie, Joy, and Cecil have been part of it?
And Jennifer.
And Jennifer, yeah.
Yeah, I have.
I have, too.
More cohesive, more cohesive and more of a team effort.
Right.
I think it's a big improvement. I think it's a very big improvement from what you said. With just the flow of the energy, and I think we got a way better grasp on it. It feels so good.
The more we do group energy when we do things, the better. Okay, the higher the energy goes, the easier it is for them to infiltrate, so to speak, or blend with us. I mean, I pay close attention. And also, you don't have to put up with me falling asleep because I get too dispersed.
And also, I'm still working on that the remote control buzzer for your cushion, Wimp.
Yeah.
The other big thing, which we did earlier already, is having an open mic for everybody to have the option to put issues into the love light. And that's a big thing, too,
right.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And we seem to be covering those bases very well.
All the bases. And another thing is that it gives you guys the opportunity to be on the playing field instead of on the stands, and to be of service in a very high way, which should be rewarding, okay? And I don't think I could have done that a year and a half ago. Because, I mean, I've tried various things, and at different times when I delegated people to do something, you know, I have a certain amount of authority, so I have the power to delegate something. But if a person can't hold the energy, then I won't say I made a mistake. It's correctable. But I did make a mistake. And it's like everyone who is volunteering to do this is holding the energy. And, you know, I keep telling people, let's make pretend there's new people coming into the line. Okay, and I'm going to be experimenting on bringing in new people, and it's going to be a whole new ball game. It's one of I know some of you were bitching because I was criticizing people publicly. Did any of you get annoyed with that? That's willing to admit it?
Yeah.
Who's that,
yeah.
Terry?
Yeah.
No, well, you don't count.
Yeah, no.
And that too. And that too, Wim.
Pardon me?
And the way you always are teasing Terry. No, this is Jennifer. I just got on. I was late. So I didn't know what was going on. But you asked about the experience of what the changes that you've made on Whole Plant and Healing.
Mm-hmm.
And I
yeah.
can't tell you how exciting this is to me. Putting, you know, when you were probably stretched pretty far too, because you were doing the whole thing by yourself. Mm-hmm. And you were doing it every night.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how you did it for as long as you did it. Now you have an influx. I mean, seriously, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. And for every night. But now that we have other energies coming in from the participants, it's a whole new thing. I just think it's wonderful. It's so uplifting.
Me too.
To me.
Yes.
You too? Okay. You feel it too? It's just quite amazing. Plus, it gives you a little bit of time. You can take a breath. You know? I think it helps you
yeah.
too, because there are other people doing the readings and, you know, the introductions and everything. So I think you should just enjoy it. You created something really, really magnificent here. This is just astounding.
The only thing that's left is for me to put an audio up of one of my closing meditations. and then I'm not needed, okay?
No, you're
and
needed.
I love that.
You're needed.
No, no. You don't even go there.
No, you're an active
you are
participant here.
Yeah. You're the facilitator of all this. You know, I mean, this is all because of you and your work that we're all here
mm-hmm.
and participating. It's magnificent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, when I say I'm not needed, I have this, you know, when this originally started, I never dreamed it was going to morph into what it is right now, okay? I kept thinking, I'm going to be on radio shows, I'm going to be on talking, I'll be on the lecture circuit, and I'll be introducing this to people. And it just bit by bit by bit, it's, you know, I get new information on, and when I say new information, I shouldn't even say that. I get the idea to try something, and it works. When I try something else, then it works. Now, the thing about this is I'm very serious. It's like, here's how I think, all right? How would I bring new people into it, okay? I'll start off small and easy. Like, I'll run an advertisement in the classified of the newspaper, and I'll say, join our non-religious, is a better word, prayer group every night at 7 p.m. Here's the number. And put in the classified. You know what happens is if I write it correctly, it'll have energy in it. And it will attract the eyes of the right people, you know? Mm-hmm. And people will start showing up. And if that works, then everybody could run an ad occasionally in their hometown, right? Mm-hmm. And see who shows up. It's pretty cheap to do a classified ad. And in this way, we learn how to make it work without me going on George Norrie and suddenly having 3,000 people on the next day, or 2,000, and build up to something like that. Because it's not in numbers, it's in the quality of the energy and the love that we create, okay? And so, you know, one of the reasons I've taken it upon myself to criticize people, or critique is a better word, is because I have very refined, what's the word? You know, it's kind of like choreographing a dance. And I have a very refined perception of when something works and when it doesn't. And usually if it works, everybody knows. Wow. But if it doesn't work, everybody still knows. But instead of settling on one thing, it's like sculpting it till it really has a flow. And if anyone does something spontaneously and it works, believe me, we'll keep doing it, you know, or we can do it as much as we want. It's not that, and if somebody, like, I'll just give you some of my mindsets of all the things I think about thus far. Joy. Joy, are you on the line? Hello, Joy. You know, Joy does such a good job of making everything uptone. And she has a lightness about her,
mm-hmm.
that
yeah.
is really special. you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I told her, I think she's got a bunch of angels around her. Flutter around everybody when she does it, right?
Yeah.
But she's in that critical position to say a couple of the right things that really draws people in. And the key, and this is my experience, the key to drawing people in is not to just give them information, but to make them curious. In other words, I could say, well, we're talking, here, I'm giving you information. We've got two group souls on the line. We have this one is the Elohim group. They say they created the universe. The other one is the Ra group. It's made up of people that graduated this realm. And do you notice how I'm not drawing you in when I said that? I'm not drawing you in because you heard it like 300 times already or more. But if somebody is new on the line and you use these weird names they're not familiar with, okay? And let's suppose I would say something that would make you more curious than just saying that, okay? And I'm telling you guys this because you can think it through. If you happen to be one of the people that are talking, the real thing is, how do I make people curious? Okay, guys, welcome to Whole Planet Healing. This is a really unusual call because we have these very high beings in the other realm that are paying attention to everybody on our call. And many people report back and said, I could feel their energy. And if you're new on the line, I want you to know that what really happens on this line happens in between what we're saying, in between the words. And I want you to all see if you can feel it. All right? Now, you see how I set the person up?
Yep.
To pay rivet their attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just giving them information. And, you know, the thing about it is, there we go. We're giving Jennifer's clock its due. I mean, the thing about this, that I've been doing it probably for a number of lifetimes. And so it's not easy to develop that sensitivity. I mean, even when I used to play music, I had to learn how to order the songs, how to introduce the songs, to make people listen. Otherwise, I had the experience of being invisible. I'm singing songs that I know are good, and I'm not getting people to rivet their attention. And so the challenge is riveting people's attention. So when I stop somebody and I say, this is a really good thing to say, and I may say something else tomorrow, I make it better. And then you get the idea of how do you rivet somebody's attention? You make them curious. The more curious you make them, the more attention units they're going to give what you're doing, you know? And with the work we're doing, don't try to be holier than thou or think you're special because we have the Elohim. I don't even think I'm special. Very special. Okay? you know what? I don't want to get hooked on other people's adoration, which is easy to do, doing what I'm doing, you know? And I mean, I've done that in the past. And then you don't know how to talk to people because everyone thinks you have a big ego. And you get the people's adoration, then you have to disappear. And no one knows where you are until you come back and do that again, right? But this is different. This is different. We are relating soul to soul. And I mean, when we first started, I had terrible problems working with people because they think I was bossy. They think I was not democratic, you know. And I would give up control too quickly, and then other people would screw it up, you know, over and over again. So it's like a learning curve to figure out how to do this. Bonnie, are you on the line? I see you on the line, Bonnie.
Yes, I'm here.
Pardon me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, I wanted to get you talking so I could criticize you.
Okay. You got my attention.
But you know
I
what?
I can take it.
You know what? I'm just teasing you.
I know.
But I do know you like to be in control, and that I have to be careful. I have to be careful with you because you'll get mad at me. I've been doing a good job.
No.
I've been doing a good job though about it's just that there's areas where I really am masterful. I know that. And I can hear things and I can feel flows. And it's not because I want to control anybody. It's I don't want to control the call. But no one else can do it better than me. Or I'd already have given them the job. And I do love people. Sometimes I love people in a different way than Terry loves them, you know? She's more mushy. And I'm more, sometimes, like tough love, you know? How have you been feeling doing what you've been doing?
Who are you asking? Yeah, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
How have I been feeling about it? I love it.
You love it? Good.
I do, because I have a lot to share. And I've always wanted to share some of these things with everyone.
Now, just be careful. Jackie, are you on the line? I should have told her to be on the line. Jeez. It's like I'll give you some of the questions that I'm trying to resolve as people start coming into the line. These are questions. You know, some of our channelings are so far out. And those of you that are regulars know it. The channeling you did, the thing you read last night was on grace, correct?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes. Don't be intimidated by me.
No, I just keep muting myself.
Okay. And it's like, I have a question. If somebody new was on the line, how would they respond to that? And is it, would it be too much for them? You know, we have such a potpourri of different channelings and different things they've covered. And that one is amazing. I mean, truly, when it came out, I couldn't believe they said it. But, you know, a lot of times I have the ploy, if I'm going to do something really far out and there's new people on the line, okay? And this is a trick way to get people engaged. I would say something, you probably heard me do this. I say, listen, I'm going to read something really far out, which was one of our conversations with this source that identifies itself as the Elohim. Now, notice the nuances. Notice that I'm saying the source that identifies itself. I'm not saying we're talking to the Elohim. The Elohim is God in the Old Testament. Wow, here they are. It's too much. It's too much. I give people their free will. And I said, I'll say, don't believe it. Don't believe they are who they say they are until you validate it for yourself. And the only way to validate it is to come into these calls for a few weeks and see how it affects your consciousness. See how it works for you. Or if you made up your mind, then don't come back today. In other words, I'm not trying to hold people to come back. I'm not trying to get followers. I tell them, go away. You know, it's not for you, right? And it may not be. But if you start getting attached, I'm attached to making it work. I'm not attached because I get people's attention. So does it work better reading things like grace if there's new people on the line? Or does it work better reading another kind of thing? And then, of course, everyone, even new people, are all going to be different. And some people are going to come on, and they're going to have an expanded consciousness on everything, and they'll tune right into it. And then sometimes people are going to come on who are more simpler, and they come from a religious background. And I don't want to turn them off. It's like walking a tightrope so you can communicate truth without trying to please people. But, you know, it's like I might critique something just to give a little guidance of what I heard. Not to make anybody wrong, but the more you take these things in, the better you'll get, you know? And, what is that buzz? Is Jennifer, is your clock changing its tone?
No, it's not my clock.
Is that Terry in Las Vegas?
No.
Yeah.
Not making
and, you know, eventually, if we suddenly have 400 people on the line, my idea is to break up the calls and do multiple calls and have more people that can do the functions so that you can have calls with 30 or 40 people and it doesn't like become like you're just gives people the opportunity to be front and center rather than some quiet people who just like to stay in the background. And that's okay. I mean, there's some very powerful people that come into this call and they never identify themselves, or very rarely. And yes, I'm thinking about you. He knows who he is. And it's okay. He doesn't want to partake in the social aspect, but he partakes in the vibratory aspect. And I know he feels the energy of the calls. And I can understand that, all right? So in any case, I hear an echo now. Do you guys hear the echo?
Yeah.
I see, so are you there?
Yeah, I do.
Cecil?
I was muted.
You were muted, okay.
I did not hear an echo.
I have a feeling you really like calling in the light. You know that?
Yeah, okay. I wouldn't mind somebody else doing it, but yeah, I don't mind at all. I kind of like to do it.
Oh, you don't mind? Okay. Well, I'll have. And, you know, Debbie Dawson, I see you here. Are you there, Debbie? Hi, Debbie. Doesn't want to talk. He says, wait, it's not going to get me to do anything. But, you know, I can't make anybody do it. They have to want to do it. But I already said Wanda would be good at doing stuff. And Terry in Las Vegas may be good.
Mm-hmm.
And Shirley and, I mean,
yeah,
you know, Shirley and,
mm-hmm.
and Jeannie Judd and even Jody, okay? And you guys, the thing about it is, some of you are going to be better than other people, at least in this little thing. So it's good to do it occasionally to get the feel of it. And if you're good, then I'll keep rotating people. And Roger might even be good. And this is your call. We're creating it. I'm just like the musical director. But in any case, it's 7:57, and Don said we could go over.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. We have to go to Whole Planet Healing, and I don't think I want to go over too much. Does anyone have a suggestion about what we're doing on Whole Planet Healing that you think might make it better?
Fish water.
What was that?
Make it shorter.
Make it shorter.
Make it shorter. Yeah, make it shorter.
Yeah. You know what? That occurred to me, all right? And because what I notice is, you know, we used to, 45 minutes to an hour is a good length. And when we go over 45 to an hour, I notice people start dropping out. You know, it becomes too long. And I've been thinking about what to do. Like I know the other night, Jackie gave a whole thing off the top of her head before she started. She did a good job, but I thought that that was might have pushed the limits of the time. So thank you, Dharma.
I have a call.
You know, listing all those earth, not a good idea. It takes a long time to do that.
Yeah. Well,
I've thought of something here.
Let me just make a comment to that. And that was, at some point, I'm going to work with Jennifer, and also I'm going to ask some questions to our sources about how we can do that and streamline it without losing any impact, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just like, if you notice, I'm doing the closing visualization. I'm doing the closing visualization every night. And it's gotten seriously shorter from when we first started. And I can feel the energy is sustaining. And I don't think I'm losing anything by making it shorter. Okay? But,
Can I say something?
Can no help.
When Jennifer's reading all the earthquakes, there's so many of them, and some of them are so minute. I don't know that that's all that necessary.
Yeah, I can. Let me just answer that. Yes, we hear you.
Okay.
Well, what do you want to say?
Oh, there's a mid-break point. Things below, in terms of Richter scale, and the emotions can be up and down, they can be sideways, oblique, and all that. But there is a make-break point where it starts to become really dangerous. And the, that's about 4.0. So the stuff underneath that is kind of look at it as, hey, that's good. It's relieving the pressure very gradually. And the... So you make comments of like, oh, we got a whole kit and caboodle of stuff where the pressure is being relieved, and then I just go on to the key one, which is the ones that are like 4.1 and up and above.
I agree with that, Lauren. Because the world is always having earthquakes somewhere. And that's a good point to start where we could zero in with love light on those areas that look like they're on the verge of more destruction. And the lower ones are always going to be there. So it's almost it's redundant to do the lower ones.
And the fact that that most of our earthquakes are happening away from population zones, that's really good news.
But you guys are saying things that I have thought of, and I thought, we always say earthquakes relieve tension, so the small earthquakes may not be bad,
Right.
Good thing.
And it's been on
for millions.
It's been
years.
On my mind. Yeah.
They've been going on for millions of years.
Yes.
That's what we have to understand geologically.
In any case, I'm going to do a channeling on it. I might even have talked to Jennifer and ask her to have some questions before I do it and see what our sources say about the best way to do it,
Sure.
But thank you, Lauren, for bringing that up, okay?
Sure.
And thank you all for realizing we're really doing a team effort, and we're not competing with each other, and it's beautiful. I feel all your energies, every one of you. I feel you.
The recording at the Whole Planet Healing is going to start in 1 minute.
We see you too, Wynn.
I know,
your energy helped me contact the Elohim in the evening,
mm-hmm.
in my bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I could relate a whole bunch of stories from the energy you and my short-term memory, you and
Terry,
thank you. The energy off these calls, and I was on the replays for a couple, mm-hmm. 15 months before I came back live on the calls. And this all happened when I was just listening to replays.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to thank you all. You're working very hard, and we appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. You know, when we have new people coming into the call, at the beginning of it, I might just have people give little testimonials, just so people hear your own voices.
I've thought of that before, to suggest that, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's very good.
Okay, well, let's go over to Whole Planet Healing, okay? And nobody else has anything they want to say, do they?
Thank you from Seattle.